Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 7th of July 2018, and this is the 839th Mole Out Loud podcast. I'm just taking you on a little adventure. It is a very little adventure, but it's dark outside. And quite a lot of rain or snow, depending on how high up you are, is forecast for tonight. Well, it won't be snow down this low, but there will certainly be snow on the mountain tomorrow, and very, very strong winds tomorrow. So I just thought I would go for a little walk to the post office and talk to you at the same time. Slightly precarious coming down my drive because the hedge has become so overgrown it pushes you into the gutter. But I have negotiated it, and gosh, it is quite chilly, quite chilly. There's stars above, a few clouds, not much wind yet, just a little breeze, but sometimes these things can happen very quickly. I'm headed for the car indicating in an odd way, and that's right. I've come out. Sorry, I was completely thrown by that car. I can't remember the beginning of the sentence. But I'm heading to the post office, and I'm heading there because of my terrible weakness for chocolate. And I had some people round for a meal last night, and we polished off my little store. Hello. So I've managed to resist it all day, but I just thought, oh, tonight it would be very nice just to have a little bit. And it means I can get some for the cave on Tuesday and not need to worry about it on the night. I've had a day that has been very, very full of cafes and a bit of a surprise. Anyway, I'm feeling a bit as if I've had lots of drinks that I didn't need, but was sort of needed, didn't need in terms of my thirst or even my desire for drink, but because I needed to be in particular places. This lovely street with trees all down the middle at the moment. The last few Saturdays, as you know, I've been creating a bit of a writing space, usually with a friend at the library, but occasionally at the library on my own. And before we go, we have a drink and a bit of a talk about writing. And today he mentioned that there was another group that was organising a monthly communal writing space. That was going to be on today in another cafe, the other side of town. And we decided to investigate it. It was very, very crowded. We were all at one long table, but I was kind of almost on the edge of the table. I was quite glad not to be squashed in the middle some way, but it was quite elbow to elbow. And it was certainly, there's quite a good high energy about the place, but they were all talking most of the time, which was totally not what I was there for. And I think I didn't see how the event had been advertised, and maybe that's what was intended, that it was a sort of a social occasion with, you know, during which one might write, although I can't see how that works. So I did try. I had also left my keyboard at home, so I was handwriting, and I did get a bit done. I got more done than I really expected. I've been using Noisly since my experience on Thursday, where I was sort of distracted by somebody talking in the library. I decided I needed to have some level of defense, and Noisly is a great little app where you can just create whatever combination of sounds you want. They can be white noise, but more interestingly, they can be storms or railway lines or birds or wind. And so I sort of created my own stormy weather to block out sound, and it does seem to help a bit. And then this afternoon I went to my local cafe again, did an hour's writing there, where it was much easier to concentrate. I thought, oh, gosh, that's quite interesting. That space where it was least likely to be conducive was actually the best. I'm just going past an Italian restaurant that's looking lively tonight and rather warm and rather inviting. Sometimes get a takeaway risotto from there, but not tonight. Suddenly very busy roundabout. I'm just about to go in the shop, so I'm going to pause this for a moment. Well, I've got my little stash and some rounds of sellotape that I need at the moment, so I'm now heading home. But just as I was turning the corner, I could feel the wind beginning, and it is, it's a chilly wind, and I feel it now, and I think it's probably distorting this podcast. So I'd better pause. I think I'd better continue talking to you when I get into the snugness of my house. I'm back home, and I've just turned the heater on full, and I'm sort of crouched in front of it a bit. I'm feeling a bit chilly tonight. And I'm a bit wary. Last night, when I had these friends around, I was so intent on not letting them get cold that I think I overdid, I overextended my electrical capacity, and the main kitchen light had gone the night before, or was it two nights before, and it's a big, difficult light to change, and I had put a couple of table lamps in the kitchen so that I could cook, and so I had those on in the kitchen, and one of them blew, and I think it was just that I had too many things plugged in. And so today I'm just being a little bit wary that I don't do the same thing. I won't, of course, use quite as much heating in here, but I am a bit aware of the limitations now. So I shall just warm up in here, and then I will turn it down and go into the kitchen and make myself a meal with the remaining table lamp on, and see how we go from there. It was quite fun preparing the food like that. I did most of the cooking in the daytime, but the kitchen felt totally different. It sort of felt as if it was almost in dinner mode itself, rather than a functional workspace. So I shall just enjoy that as it is, and I'm not sure how I'm going to fix the light. I'm not sure how I'm going to manage with getting the fitting on my bike, and I will wait until there's a bit less wind, a bit less hail, a bit less rain, before I go on that venture. And meanwhile, I shall just experience my kitchen in a slightly different way. So I do hope that you've had a good day today, that you've been able to engage with whatever's most important to you. Maybe Saturdays are days off for you, in which case, I hope you've been able to have a true day off, a day in which you don't have to think about whatever it is that you do on other days, and that you've been able to leave whatever it is composting while you enjoy other aspects of your life today. Thank you very, very much for listening today. I hope you have a great Sunday, and I really look forward to talking to you again on Monday.